So I don't know what that's about.
Your dishwasher? What do you mean?
My dishwasher. Evidently, it's very tired. Tired of running.
It's not actually shooting notes, is it? No. Okay, I'm like, yes, I believe everything you say.
A little dwarf in there is writing, help me, on a sticky note, throwing it out at me.
I'm medicated. No. I believe you. It could.
The little elves that sit in there and scrub the plates for you.
I love those guys.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Episode 167 of Designer Cornbread. We're so glad you're here, everybody. Welcome.
We're sick.
We're just going to pretend we're going to carry on.
Both Holly and I have colds. We're going to go through. You will hear us going, and that is the cough drops, y'all.
We're so sorry. I will be an editing machine this week to try to make this.
Holly just said Thatcher came home sick, and I'm going to tell you it's Nashville because we went, last Saturday or before Saturday, whatever, Saturday before Christmas. Mm-hmm. My days are all running together now.
Yeah, we don't know.
We went to Nashville. One, I had to pick Ron up at the airport, but it was JB's birthday, so we went to the Opryland Hotel to the Charlie Brown ice sculpture things.
Yes, yes.
Which are beautiful, but I'm going to tell you what, I've never been so thankful to live in a small town in all my life. I do all my shopping long before Christmas, so I've never gone to the mall at Nashville.
Oh boy.
Y'all, it was madness. It took us half an hour just to go 2 miles to the exit, to get to the Opry. So Opry Mills is a big mall there, and it's right beside the Opryland Hotel. Mm-hmm. Took us 30 minutes just to get to the exit. I've never seen so many people.
And I mean, Nashville traffic and roads is bad anyway. They just don't have the right infrastructure for the amount of people there. So it's already just bad. But on top of it, to be holiday, and then on top of it, for you to be going, you know, near a mall, that just must have been a good time. But other than that, once you got there,
Well, yes, it was good. A lot of people, but then I came home sick.
Okay.
Drawn up at the air. So I'm telling you, whatever this
is, Nashville.
It came from Nashville.
Nashville's to blame. Yeah, because Thatch is the one that came home here. Hudson came home earlier and was fine, and then Thatcher came home, and he was actually sick, again, just a cold, but he ended up staying home even Christmas Eve from church because he just was looking rough and feeling rough, and we're like, honey, we were going to the 10 o'clock, you know, we're like, you just stay home. He's like, are you sure, Mom? I'm like, honey, it's, you know, you don't look well, you don't feel well, no one needs to have that. So, so it's definitely a Nashville thing, and then all, then Hud and I now are feeling it and sneezing our head off. And Hudson's hilarious when he sneezes. He makes the weirdest noises. It's so funny. But anyway.
That's funny.
Anyway. So we are all hanging on by a thread. We are in full recovery. I was already planning on doing nothing this week. You know, this is the week of goldenness, of in between. So actually, as much as I hate being sick, it's not the worst time to be sick because my plans consist of sitting in my chair, watching the birds under my new furry, soft, heavy blanket.
Did you get a Lola?
I got a different brand, but same thing. Good sale. Anyway, actually, it worked out. I got them for the boys. Got one for Hudson and one for Thatcher. And as I knew, they would love them. And it was just, these are these big, furry, heavy blankets for those of you that, if you listen.
You're frozen on me.
Sorry. I'm back. There you go. Am I back? It says our connection is unstable.
You're back.
We're unstable. It says we're unstable.
Yeah, we are unstable.
Well, Truer words were never spoken. Anyway, all that is to say, I'd gotten one for each of the boys, the big size and all that. And it was so funny because when Thatcher opened his up, Hudson was sitting next to him on the couch and he was like, looking at him like, what's that? Blank, because he's a blanket. All my people are blanket monsters. They love a good blanket. So he was looking at it and eyeing it with a little bit of like, huh, what's that? So the first thing we opened in the other room when we went in there was his blanket. Anyway, all that is to say, nobody cares about this, but it's very important to me and my plans this week. I'd already decided, I'm like, I'm going to break down and get one for myself. And they, of course, I got them all like 55. I think I got theirs like 55% off because, as you know, it's a ridiculous amount of money. But on sale, it's not bad. Anyway, so I ordered, long story short, then Thatch was like, oh, I can't remember how it all came about. It was kind of a long process, but I was going to order one. They didn't have I wanted the same color that Thatcher had, and Thatcher actually really liked the brown. I mean, he liked the one I got him. It was gray, but he's like, the brown would go pretty in my apartment, you know, whatever. And so I'm keeping his and I'm shipping him a new furry blanket. So it's on my bed right now.
That's awesome.
Sherlock adores it. Like anywhere that blanket is, he has burrowed in that thing and literally not moved for hours.
Yes. John Garrett said he came home. Of course, they grab it, you know, and he's laying under it. He was asleep immediately. He got up. He said, I don't know what it is about that blanket. He said, but it puts you to sleep.
I said, it is. It's the rack monster. It got our dog. It's partly because it's weighted too. It's like a little bit heavy. Anyway, it's fantastic. So my plans this week were already to just literally like rot under that blanket and do nothing and watch shows. Now it did go from, I'm very excited because it was 77, 78 degrees here on Sunday. And then it dropped to 16, 18. So we've had a giant shift. So it is now cold. And I can get under my blanket.
Blanket weather.
Yes, I mean, it was so hot. We were like, oh, we had to turn the air on. Of course we did, because we had to have fire. We were shameless. I'm like, we're turning the air on.
Air conditioner on. I was like, it is going to be cold at Christmas. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But I can't do 80 degrees at Christmas.
No, we can't be in our cute, cozy outfits, and we can't have our fire if it's like 100 million degrees. So we were shameless and turned it on. But anyway, it's a good time. And now that I'm not feeling the greatest, it makes even more sense. I've pretty much binging. I'm watching The Last Kingdom. It's on Netflix. If anyone is interested, I've watched it before. I think, I don't know how many seasons there are. I'm on season 5 right now, 5 or 6, maybe. And they just released, there's another, like a follow-up movie. Anyway, it's called The Last Kingdom. It's all about early England history. So it's like King Alfred and they're fighting the Danes, and it's lots of battles and stories and Uhtred, son of Uhtred of whatever. Anyway, it's really actually very well done. I'm just binging, watching some good medieval early dark times war. So there you go.
All right.
What are you up to? How are you?
I'm well. I'm on the bounce back. I think, of course, the worst of mine hit, like, you know, right there at the 23rd, which is when I can't stop. I mean, it's ongoing, you know, it's a million people coming and going.
Oh, so that's the worst time. Yeah.
I just worked through it. I medicated up and, you know, cooked through it.
Yep.
I will say my dishwasher is now shooting notes out at me that say, help me. So I don't know what that's about.
Your dishwasher? What do you mean?
My dishwasher. Evidently, it's very tired. Tired of running.
It's not actually shooting notes, is it?
No.
Okay, I'm like, yes. I believe everything you say.
A little dwarf in there is writing help me on a sticky note and throwing it out at me.
I'm medicated. Yeah. I believe you. It could.
The little elves that sit in there and scrub the plates for you.
I love those guys.
They're called Cascade Monsters.
I love them. I love them.
Anyway, no, but my dishwasher has run nonstop for days and days and days.
I know. It's a true thing. And the amount of cups, of cups and glasses. Thatcher sat down one meal. He had three different drinks. He had three different. I said, is that absolutely? And he said, yes. I said, okay. okay, it's Christmas. He just looked up at me. It's Christmas. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, we have boiled custard and we have coffee.
Yep.
And then some sort of adult beverage.
That's kind of what this was. Kind of the situation. So a good time was definitely had by all. This was like, we haven't talked in so long because we didn't record last week and we've been running around and obviously doing whatever, but I took a picture. I'll have to send you. I was picking up a prescription. Hang on. Let me write down when we started here. I was picking up a prescription at Walgreens before Christmas sometime, and I get up to the little area, and I kid you not, Joni, there's this tiny little Christmas tree. That was part of it, too. It was just tiny on the floor in the little prescription area. I guess that's called a pharmacy. I'm sorry, guys. It's called a pharmacy. It's not called a prescription area. Anyway. And it's decorated, Joni, with just pill bottles all over it, with like prescription pill bottles.
Yeah.
And then I look over, and on the little private little consultation room, they've made a wreath all out of pill prescription bottles because nothing says Christmas cheer like a big pharma themed tree. Yes. It was the most pathetic looking little sad. I got depressed so bad I had to leave.
Well, so our little park that's down the street that's wonderful. I believe that it was the Carl Perkins Center, which is a child abuse center. They raise money and all this. So different businesses like sponsored a Christmas tree and they came and they decorated. So like Duck River Pearls, they had a beautiful one with big white balls and like that pearl garland around it. And you know, a fire department had one in red and black balls and, you know, just different things like that. Well, one of the drugstores in town had one and it was the same thing. It was decorated like medicine bottles and stuff.
It was so depressing. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just do a pretty tree. If you're going to do one, just do a tree. It literally had white prescription bottles just stuck on. I took a picture because I was like, it's the most pathetic thing. We'll post it. But like
mine
I said,
is still there. If it's still there,
please I'll take a picture.
I'll take a picture and we'll post them side by side.
I'm just like, what? Yeah. I appreciate the effort, but like I said, nothing says Merry Christmas like a big pharma themed tree for you. So I'm trying to flip through here. But anyway, so that was, oh, here it is. Jody. Do you see that tiny little?
I do.
That sad little tree. I didn't get a picture of the wreath because I was trying to be incognito a little bit, but anyway.
Well, one that too small of a tree.
It's tiny. Anyway, I was like, this is the most depressing American thing I've ever seen in my life. So anyway,
tis the season. Yeah.
On that note, tis the season for your prescription. I will say in funnier news, and I took offense to this, and maybe I think you will as well. We were playing a game with the kids. All of them were home. It was so great. First of all, we had everybody here for Christmas, and it was really fun. And we were playing a game called Fishbowl. I don't know if you've ever played it. Probably something similar, but it's a fun game because it's just like you just need pieces of paper, and it's for a group, and you know it's you guessing stuff, and you're trying to guess with a partner, and you write down different things, and everyone reaches in, and anyway. Kind of like, I don't know, there's different rounds and you go through with your partner and the same stuff stays in the bowl. So like when you're done with that round, you do it again a different way. So anyway, it's a really fun little game. And so you kind of know the clues that are in there, like by the second or third round, like it helps you remember because by the third round, you're having to just act out stuff. Like the first round, you can say anything except the word. So it's like taboo. Right. So you can say anything except the word to your partner. And then the second round, you can say, what is it? Oh, now I can't remember. The second round, I can't remember what the second round is, but the third round, then you have to act it out like charades to your partner. So it gets harder. So, but you know kind of what's in there from that game. So, one of the clues that was in the bowl was, or one of the things that someone had written was moonshine, to which my daughter Avery goes to her partner, She's not great at this because she's so funny. She was hilarious. She's like, Mom and Aunt Joni drink this. They make it in the bathtub. And they got it. I was offended and hurt. Sorry, I made her cough, y'all. Killed her.
Speaking of, evidently I need some moonshine.
It's medicinal.
In the bathtub. Avery.
I know. I said, you don't make moonshine in a bathtub. And then they all looked at me like, and you see why we guessed it? Do you see?
Oh my gosh.
I said, everybody knows that's a still up in the woods. Anyway, I was.
Mom and Aunt Joni.
I was, yeah. And they make it in the bathtub. I'm like, what is even happening? So that was offensive. And I tried to defend our honor, but
well,
it didn't go very well.
Speaking of offensive.
Yeah.
So we have a lady, dear, dear friend, who just passed away last night.
Oh.
She was 98 years old, though. I mean, you know, but, you know, she is that Steel Magnolia. Mm. All of it. You know, she's got several community service awards named after her. And just a beautiful, you know, charismatic woman. Mm. But she had this group called Wine Time. And it was just a group of her friends, and they would get together once a month. And that's exactly what they just drink wine and eat snacks and just visit.
Yeah.
And so they called it Wine Time. Wow. Well, she was in the hospital. She fell and got an infection in her elbow. So a friend of ours was at the hospital with her, and her Wine Time group called her, and they were talking, and something came out. They said, well, all right, you old goat. And, you know, she laughed. They hung up the phone. And our friend who was there with her said, Miss Betty, well, they call you an old goat. And she grinned real big, and she died.
Oh,
that was it.
You're kidding.
And so Ron said, oh, they're going to feel terrible about calling her an old goat. And I looked at Ron. I said, no, they're not. If my final words to Holly were, you old goat, it would be the best ever.
Be the best. It yeah. would be the best. Oh, that is actually, well, you know the story of it. It makes me think of my father-in-law, Gary, when he passed away back in whenever that, 2013. And he was up here in St. Louis. He had to have a heart. Something was going on with his heart, so he was going to have to go in and have heart surgery. So he was up in the cardiac unit at whatever hospital. And I had a cold, much like now. I had a cough and a cold, so I didn't go to the cardiac unit to go visit because I'm like, I'm not, you know, I don't think they want any more germs up there for those patients. So I didn't actually get to see him at the hospital. I'd seen him, you know, recently before that. But anyway, I couldn't go up there. So I was on the phone with him before he was going to get ready to go into his surgery. And Tim and his mama were up there. And I'm just saying, oh, okay, you know, praying and all that and all that, whatever. And he's hollering through the phone. And the last thing he ever said to me, there's this big wooden salad bowl that Tim's mom, Susan, had for years and years. It was her big, and it's one of those gorgeous carved out. It was a dough bowl, probably for kneading dough is really what it is. Y'all know what I mean. That wood, you know, they cost an arm and a leg. A big, great bowl she just uses for salads all the time. So I'd always told her, I said, I want that bowl. You know, when you pass, I want, please let me put that in your will. I want that bowl. So we're doing whatever. And all of a sudden he hollers at me through the phone. I'm getting off the phone. And he said, tell her she can't have the bowl.
And that was it.
And that was the last thing I said, yes, I can. Yeah. And he fussed at me through the phone telling me that I couldn't have the bowl. And then he passed the next complications of surgery the next day or so. So those were the last, and I treasure those words.
Oh, I'm going to tell my last memory of Gary here.
Okay.
Gary had this little problem of his zipper always being down.
Which is unfortunately, yes.
That problem. Yes,
my boys have broken the curse, but Tim has, yeah.
So I didn't realize those things would be hereditary, but they are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so much so that was it Roger that gave him the nickname of Ziplinger?
Ziplinger, I believe it probably was.
Probably Roger VB.
Yeah, probably.
So that was his nickname, was Ziplinger. So my very last interaction with Gary was both precious and very Gary. So not one time did I ever go to their house that they did not come out to the driveway and pray over us as we were leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single time, that was just what they did. And so we're standing out in the driveway. They have prayed over us. It's early morning. Gary is in his robe.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. And I go and I get in the car. Ron is driving and I'm there. Gary comes and he knocks on the window. I roll the window down and he leans in and, you know, says whatever he's saying to me. And at that precise moment, his whole robe drops open.
He had a robe. He didn't have anything else on, y'all.
Oh, no.
There was nothing else on, y'all.
No.
He just put that robe on.
I think it was Christmas, maybe. And
it was
probably
Thanksgiving, you know.
And Merry Christmas to you too, Gary.
She got flashed. You guys, it's just what happens.
Yes, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But those are classic. Those are legendary.
Classic. That's classic. If I had to have a final memory of Gary, I mean, that mm-hmm. is the perfect ending mm-hmm. right there for me.
Right, yeah. It is. Well, oh my goodness. I don't know how we all got on all that, but it's good to remember those good memories.
You know, I think we're coming into the end of the year and the beginning of a new year, and you do tend to, you know, you reflect on the old, you know, and mm-hmm. and embrace and bark the new, and but it mm-hmm. is, you know, it's a time of reflection and to look back on those that aren't here with us more, and
for sure,
all those that poured into your life and to be grateful for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. It really is. I don't know this is not a very serious thing at all, but I forgot to share with you when we were in Nashville staying at Thatcher's for the Ryman. Here's a conversation that I overheard. Tim had used the shower, had showered and used Thatcher's shampoo and he came out and he said, well, Thatcher, he said, he said that Trader Joe's tea tree tingle shampoo, it's a really good, it's got tea tree oil and peppermint and I don't know what all, and it's called tea tree tingle. He said, whoa, he's like, that stuff's real good, but it's not good to use everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
To which we
said, oh my gosh.
We said, are you feeling a little fresh? It's a tingling. He said, it's a tingling.
With a little jingle in his jingle.
He had a little jingle, a little tingle in the jingle. And I just about, I mean, he just had to share. He's like, oh, it's real good, but it's not good to use everywhere. And he kind of tipped his head, like, you know what I mean? And we're all like, yes, we know what you mean.
Yes, there was no tipping of the head needed. He got it.
So, there, consider that your warning, guys. If you get that shampoo,
to buy him some of that for Christmas next year.
Yeah, I got him a bottle this year. I almost put it in his stocking, but it was already full up because the Santa kids had done a good job. So, of course,
all right,
it's not
can
good.
We just talk stockings for a minute.
Talk what?
Stockings.
Oh yes, please.
So usually the mom's stocking, you know, it's just kind of non-existent sometimes. But I just want to say, there were two things. My stocking was very full, and sweet Caleb gave me a Snoopy that he thought while we were at ICE and stuck a stuffed Snoopy in there.
Aww.
And JB gave me some Snoopy. I'm all Snoopied up.
Man, I love it.
But in my stocking, there were some, and I love hot tea. Mm-hmm. So Ron bought some hot tea and put it in my stocking, one of which was raspberry leaf. He knows I love raspberry. Underneath it, it says for menstrual cramps and pregnancy support.
Yep. It was just like one of those medical teas.
Not happening. Yeah.
It did. She sent me a picture, y'all. That's about the only thing we've heard from each other over this Christmas. As she sends me this picture of this raspberry leaf menstrual pregnancy tea. And she's like, well, this was in my stocking.
Then I had another thing that was in my stocking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they were gummies shaped like Shaq's head.
Now, you have to explain this to me because you sent that and I don't understand it.
Shaqalicious is what it was called. Mm. Shaqalicious. And they were gummies. I told Caleb he could have them. Mm. Because I was pretty sure they tasted like sweat.
Oh, I just don't want to bite into a big old head, bald headed person. I don't know.
So here's the deal. And why here's the story behind it. I was at Mississippi State when Shaq was playing for LSU. Mm. And they came to the hump and they were playing. And I was down, you know, close to the front. And I'm watching Shaq play.
Wow.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you. To me, Shaq and Charles Barkley are hilarious. And if you do not follow their little Instagram thing, they are hilarious.
They are funny, you guys. They're so sassy.
But I am going to tell you that Shaq would sweat, y'all. The sweat was pouring off of him.
Yes,
Lord. Like an wide open water hose. I mean, they were having to constantly mop the floor. I mean, to a point that I was like, this is disgusting. Disgusted very much.
Yeah, you're like,
But it was... Oh, good. I mean, and so I have talked all day. Every time I see Shaq, I start talking about him sweating like that. Oh, it was so gross. So, yeah, my boys, or maybe, I don't know, Santa Claus.
Santa, one of your Santas.
Mm-hmm. In, yes, these Shaq gummies. And I was like, I'm not eating that.
No.
Not eating that.
No.
That's going to taste like I'm going to bite into it and it sweats.
It was going to squirt perspiration just all over you. Yeah. No. And with the squirting and I don't want anything. I don't want that.
No.
No, that's understandable. But it was a funny little, it was a little happy little shackalicious. Exactly. Oh my goodness. Well, Tim, the kids surprised the pants off him for Christmas and they all pitched in and they got him a 3D printer.
Oh,
now,
awesome.
If you have a grown man in your life, particularly in about his 50s, 40s or 50s, who's into tech and computer and all that, This is like a toy. This is like a kid in a candy store. He was totally surprised. It was totally amazing. The kids were so nervous because they had, Avery had told me to look out for it. You know, it was coming. And, she's like, and if Dad talks about like getting one, you know, just kind of dissuade him or whatever. And the kids were all afraid because he had been talking about it, I guess, when they last were together. Like, I may have to get one of those or something. And I was like, Avery, I said, I'll try, but that's the kind of thing he didn't talk to me about. He just gets like, that's the kind of, you know what I mean? That's the kind of thing that just, it's not like he tells me he's getting that. He would just, and that's fine. I just, it's not like he's like, I think, you know, about getting that. And then, so I wouldn't have known, but he didn't. So they surprised the pants off him. We waited till the last gift. Cause I said, once he opens that, he's going to want to instantly, it was set up on my breakfast table within, you know, 10 minutes. And so far we printed a little tiny boat. A toy boat is the first thing, like the test print, and this little toy, you know, plastic boat. We printed two ammo boxes, a toothpaste tube squeezer upper, and a weekly pill box. So that's what's been printed so far.
Awesome. Awesome.
We're doing great. We're doing great. Things keep appearing. He comes out. He's like, look at this. And he has this ammo box with a lid that slides, and all the 22s are all in there. And it's got 20. It's got the label on it. It's got the book. I mean, it is a sight to behold. And now, of course, he's like, just call me the creator because I create out of nothing. And I'm like, you need to settle down. You need to stop. I'm not calling you the creator. It's not happening. So that's what I'm living with in my sickness is the creator. He keeps coming in with these things and saying, look what I made out of nothing. I'm like, it wasn't nothing. It was out of plastic tubing. It was nothing. Ex nihilo. I'm like, stop. You need to stop right now.
Sure.
So he's got a big head.
Giddy about this.
Oh, I know. And so he's told the kids, because the kids all have things that I think he printed something for Hudson already. He's like, get in the queue. Just do y'all just text me, because there's plans you get. You know, you buy the little whatever blueprint. I don't, you know, whatever. You get that or buy that or get it. It's a lot of free ones. And I guess you just send that to the thing and tell it what to do. So he's like, get in line, kids. And if you want a special color, just send me the filament and I'll put it in. I mean, I'm like, are we like a sweatshop? Are we, what's happening back here? So all your presents from now on will be 3D printed.
From the 3-day printed.
That's right. So it's good times. It's good times around here. So when did all your people, are people still there or is everybody gone?
Well, no, Caleb, JB had to work.
Yeah, the boys have to work, yeah.
So he left on Christmas afternoon, Christmas Eve. And then Caleb left Saturday. Mm-hmm. John Garrett is still here. Yeah. He'll be here through mid-January, but he has gone down. One of his camp friends is getting married in Florida.
Oh, nice. So
he and another friend, he left today going down to that.
Oh, nice.
So good. He'll be gone. I don't know. He'll be back January 2nd or 3rd or something.
Yeah, the last life of the student, John. I mean, you know, enjoy it. I think Hudson, that he realized that. He was like, because he's home too still for a while. He's like, he doesn't have to get back to start work until January something. But anyway, and we're like, enjoy. This is it. And he's like, I know. I just thought of that. I'm like, I mean, you can have breaks, but you have to schedule them. Right. And they're not, you know, a month long or 3 months long. So anyway, growing up. Okay. So I have another thing to complain about. Hang on. I got a cough. Y'all were a mess. Actually, it's an open letter. I'd like to make an open statement, an open letter to to all the movie/TV people that make the movies, TVs, run the streaming, whatever. Okay. That can we please do something about the volume issues on these? Do we not all experience this?
Yes.
The volume issues on particularly movies, I find, but maybe shows too, or movies tend to be. It's like Avery and I were in the other room trying to do something. And they had the TV up so loud. First of all, I'm like, which one of you is deaf? I said to my boy, to Tim and Dajna, like, which one of you is hard of hearing? Because that is turned up so loud. We could hear it all through the house, all through everything. I'm like, what is going on? Of course, it was an action-y movie. You know, it's the ones that are the action.
Yes.
You know, kind of movies.
I don't know, because I watch some things and just if music starts, like the music is way up here.
And the dialogue, you can't, the balance between the loud parts and then the talking. So I'm not 100% blaming my deaf family members apparently, but because then we watched, last night we were watching Dune 1 and 2. We had to watch those to get caught up because apparently Dune 3 is coming out like in December. So apparently next year I have to get ready anyway. And you know, same thing, all the big music and all the stuff. It's very cinematic, but that's up so loud. And then the dialogue, the balance is so screwed up for watching on TV. And I don't know if it's just like our sound bar. Like I know there's different settings and I've kind of tried to mess with that sometimes because I know there's like sports program setting and then there's like, you know, movie setting. And I don't know, but I'm like, guys, can we just, we're paying a lot for all these streaming services and all this stuff. Can we just get it figured out where somehow you guys have a way of mixing that so that we can not go deaf and then not hear the words? And I don't want to turn on the closed caption. I mean, you can. I probably should because that would help. But I'm like, I shouldn't, like, I want to experience them speaking and hear what they're saying and then not get my brains blasted out with Hans Zimmer music. So anyway, that's my latest complaint.
Well, John Garrett asked me a question the other day. He said, we pay for streaming, right? And I said, yeah. He said, so why are there commercials?
Yep.
Why are there ads? Good point.
John Garrett, we don't know. We don't have the answer. We don't know. We all complained about cable, and rightly so. I never had cable. But because we complained about that when cable first came out, remember it was ad free back in the day, like when it first came out, I remember that was the thing. It was like no commercials. And then I'm sure it had it by the time, you know, the streaming, but that's a darn good point. It's like, we're paying for it already. We're paying. So the point of like commercials on TV and all that is because you're not paying for it. It's like, they got to pay for stuff. That's a good question. I don't know. I can't worry about that right now. I have too many shows I have to watch. I can't be bothered with that. So, yes, we are recovering. I think Tim and Hudson just went to, Tim ran into work for a little bit today, and then he came home, and they were off to go buy some metal and gas or something for welding. They need to fix Tim's barbecue grill. It's got a, okay. The bottom is, and so he's like, oh, I know someone who can weld. So he's
going to weld it. That's right. Yeah. I got a job for Hudson too.
Oh, anyway. Do you? Okay. Yeah, it's going to come in real handy. So they're off to buy metal, whatever stuff for that. So, and then I'm going to get off here and I'm going to get back in my bed with my dog and continue to binge The Last Kingdom. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take care of my husband who has pulled his back out.
Now, what was he doing?
Probably, honestly, he'd been over.
You guys, that's all it takes.
But his back was hurting and then he'd been over and he threw his back out.
Oh.
And like a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But you know what I think it is? I think it's from sitting in that chair playing video games. And that's what he and the boys have been doing together.
It could be because if you're just so inactive and sitting in that one spot, that sure could, I mean, right. It doesn't take much.
You're kind of leaned over, you know, you're kind of, so anyway.
It doesn't take much anymore, you guys. That's a bummer though. That hurts.
Yeah, he's in a lot of pain. And I took him to the chiropractor today and the chiropractor said, well, you did everything wrong.
Oh.
And he said, okay. And he said, I want to be hard on you, but you did everything wrong.
Okay.
And so when he has an inversion table. So he got on the inversion table.
No.
And he said, that's good for preventing it.
That's not good. Once it's irritated, you don't want to do that.
You don't do that.
He got on that thing in back pain?
Yep.
Oh, Ron.
Yep. Had to, you know, he couldn't go all the way down. He couldn't because he couldn't pull himself up.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Anyway, and then he put heat on it.
Nope.
And he said you needed to do ice. And anyway.
Okay. So that's good. They set him straight. So now he knows.
Yeah. So I have him in the bed right now with an ice pack on his back. And
did they give him some good drugs? Did you have some good drugs to give him?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I've got some that I'll give him, but
yeah,
he's going to leave first. And anyway.
Okay. So oh, my goodness. Everyone.
Kind of that. Wear off a little bit, and then I'll give you
the holiday back pains chronicles. That's what we're dealing with. So, but other than that, it's going to be a good, you know, kind of quiet week here. When do you go back? Not till next week, right? Next Monday.
I go the 5th.
Yeah,
and this it's come the 6th.
Okay, well that's nice. So, that's nice. Yeah. Do you have any big plans this week? Any projects you're going to take over? Or is it just recovery?
I am going to a lot of doctors this week.
Oh. Okay, you're getting all your appointments done.
I go to tomorrow. I get the pellet.
Okay, good.
Hey, hallelujah. And then I called the dermatologist.
Okay.
And because I've got a little spot that I want him to look at, thinking, and I have my calendar open until January. And she said, okay, December 31st at 1:40. And I went, I'm sorry? She said, December 31st at 1:30. And I went, December? She said, yes, ma'am. And I went,
We're in December.
I said, I am sorry. I'm already in January. I mean, I never dreamed they could get me in.
No, I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing. Been like, I have to wait a year to get this looked at.
No, I was like, I had to figure something else out. Yeah.
So, anyway. Oh, my goodness. Well, you'll get all that done. I did the opposite and canceled and rescheduled everybody's. I didn't have any, but I had a couple. Maybe it was just one, but appointments that I go to with Tim's mama and they weren't anything that needed. They were just regular check, you know, and they were in December. And once you get on that 6 month or a year, then it's always in December. And I'm always like, you know what I'm not doing in December? Going to doctor's appointments if I can help it. And if you've got kids and, you know, that's just a little helpful tip. Just move. And I know it's hard to get in, but, and I just postponed it. I said, February, it'll be fine. She has no issues. It's just it's important to go. I'm not wanting to go, but I was like, I got to get off this Christmas you know, schedule. 6 months. Yeah. I'm like, because that's not what you want to be doing.
Falls right in June,
and
right? In
June and December, we go to the dentist, we go to this. And I'm like, I did that too. I switched it. I'm like, we got to get out of this loop. Cause I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, cause it's one thing to have mine and then you're going with someone else and it just builds up and all of a sudden you're going to. And the other thing I realized too, which actually made me feel so much better. So in all this Christmas, I was a little, I won't say grouchy, what? Overwhelmed. You know what? Just be quiet. No, not grouchy. Overwhelmed. The overwhelm hit me really hard. Just at different points. And, you know, Christmas is just, it is what it is for many reasons. Right. There's all kinds of reasons that things can start to whatever. But I was like, because I really made such an effort this year to get my shopping done pretty, you know, earlier. I mean, I really made a concern. And it was in really pretty good shape. I only had, you know, a couple little things to do. And then all the, you know, all the other stuff, the decorating and the planning and, you know, the cooking and the food and all that. And, but what happened, and I just got really like to the point where I was like, okay, this is, you know, a lot. Well, then I realized, cause I was like, I thought I was doing like sort of better cause my shopping was done and Tim did all the wrapping, thank goodness. But, I realized I was like, oh, I literally had 2 weekends of December where I was out. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. Cause I thought, am I just like losing my mind? I literally was like, how is this so kind of crunch timey this year? And it's because I had all Thanksgiving, you know, that's a big first weekend. And then when we were in Nashville, you know, so I had really 2 big holiday prep because our tree didn't get up till we came home from Nashville and went straight to the tree lot and got our tree. And then it didn't get decorated till the next week. So I was just, and it was fine. I just felt behind and rushed. And I'm like, oh, it's because you have literally had 2 weekends gone, which is, I wouldn't change it, but it just made me feel better. Cause I was like, oh, you're not like, that's why. So anyway, then I just let it all go. I'm like, whatever. I mean, as long as we have Mama G's, chocolate, Andy's mint cookies, and coffee punch and a few things, that's all. That's all we need. So I just made another little batch of the cookies. I made a whole big thing and then just rolled the balls and baked them the other day. And Hudson was like, more cookies. I'm like, yep. So life is good. Life is good. So did you guys do anything different for Christmas, like food-wise, or did you kind of do the same like always?
No, just kind of the same.
I love it. The same is good.
Yeah.
That's what you want, kind of.
What they want. It's what that works.
Yep. It's what makes it feel like Christmas.
After I bought my beef tenderloin, though, I decided maybe we need to find a new tradition until beef goes down.
I'm telling you what. Tim didn't even tell me. He went to the store to get it, and I didn't even ask.
Don't ask.
I'm not asking, but I'm going to go have another little piece in a minute. It was so good.
Don't ask.
I'm not. Oh, good times. Well, that is all. I guess we could talk a little bit of football. There's not a whole lot. You know, we're still kind of in the playoffs and the bowls. So Mississippi State will play on Saturday in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. The first round of college playoffs was kind of, the only good game was Alabama-Oklahoma. That was the first weekend, that was a good game. Their coaches look exactly the same. The Alabama coach and the Oklahoma coach. And they wore the same color. I mean, their teams are kind of the same color. And they both wore dark red tops and baseball hats. And they have the same facial structure. And I was like, they just look exactly the same. So one was more skeletory looking than the other one. But that's it.
Watch much football.
I haven't. But
I've been too busy.
I haven't either.
Training and that's it.
Yeah. So. I just watched the Oklahoma-Alabama. That was a good game. The other games were ridiculous. I mean, Ole Miss, Tulane. Oregon State and James Matt, what are we doing? What's happening? So this weekend should be better. But anyway, we'll keep you guys updated. But that's it. That's all I have for today, unless you have some beautiful spiritual moment of blessing that you want to bestow on us all.
I don't.
Oh, Joni.
I just will say, and I'm a little nervous about it because my preacher preached Sunday, and then I got a prayer journal And I opened it up, and the verse was the same verse as the preacher preached about. And it is, never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you.
Okay.
And the whole thing, you know, the new year is coming, and there's going to be bad stuff happening in your year. I mean, it's just, for all of us, there are joys, and we rejoice and we laugh. And then there are things that break your heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's sickness, and there's death, and there, you know, there's a lot. And it's life, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. up and it's down, it's up and it's down. But no matter what we go through, I mean, that is our promise. And God does not break his promise that I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Mm-hmm. And he's there, even in the hard times. I mean, we are not promised an easy life. We are not promised, you know, a safe life even.
Right.
What is the C.S. Lewis?
Is he safe? No, but he's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you that's true. That's a good way to, yeah.
So happy new year, everybody. Life is coming at you. And God's not going to leave you.
That was great. Thank you for that. I did like that. Do you have a recipe for us?
I do have a recipe.
Okay.
And I have looked, and I have never posted this one, but it's January, and January always makes me think of my dad's vegetable beef soup.
Oh, yum.
And every Wednesday of my growing up years in the winter, he had a big pot of vegetable beef soup and cornbread.
Was it because of church or that night or just Wednesday nights?
I think it was just Wednesday nights.
Okay.
He was home on Wednesdays.
Okay. That's why he got to cook.
You know, downtown used to kind of shut down on Wednesdays.
Okay. So he got to be home and cook. All right.
So anyway, he would cook 2 pounds of ground beef, just brown it, cut up an onion and put onion in with it, drain it, put it back in your big old soup pot. Mm-hmm. And, he would put in the large elbow macaroni with his.
Oh, okay.
And cook that. But his sauce was just V8 Splash. So I buy
what?
Not Splash. I'm sorry.
Just the V8.
V8 juice.
Oh, genius.
Genius. And so I'll buy 2 of the big V8s. And depending on how much I'm making, I may use 1, I may use 1.5, or sometimes I use 2. And then whatever vegetables you want. So I do, but I always use the macaroni. And then I use potatoes and carrots.
Carrots, yeah.
And green beans, whatever, corn, frozen corn. I mean, just make it easy. You don't have to sit there and cut all day and do all day. Make it easy, but stick a bay leaf in it. Some salt and pepper, but that V8 juice is
the genius, because it already has some little bit of seasoning to it and all those good vegetables in there too. So it's really good for you too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was
super smart. Makes the best vegetable beef soup.
Okay.
So that's it. I'll post that up there, but it really is just beef, macaroni, V8, and then whatever vegetables that you like. Sometimes he'd put okra in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'd put,
like you said, frozen peas, a bag of that in there, like whatever you've got in the freezer, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a great idea. That's like perfect for this first week after we get out of New Year's, to kind of like, you have to start thinking about stuff. And that's a perfect one for family.
Yeah. Especially as it gets cold. It's just really, really good. And it's good with grilled cheese, cornbread, whatever.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be very, very good. Oh, my goodness. I always get so hungry when I talk to you. Okay. It is also your week for top three.
Top three.
Do you have anything good for us this week?
I do.
This is cheap because you just had Christmas, so you have all kinds of good stuff.
One is my prayer journal that I just bought.
Nice.
And it's just really... It's not, I do wish it were a little more day by day, but it takes a week at a time and gives you like the verse, and you are to meditate on that verse all week.
Oh, okay, cool.
And you know, and then it has places to to journal and to pray and to praise and, you know, write all your requests and, you know, what does this verse mean to you right now? You know, because mm-hmm. verses change as you go through different periods in your life. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean to you right now in this season of life? What is, you know, what is God speaking to you through mm-hmm. this? Because, you know, the word of God, it says, is a, it's a living and it's yeah. active mm-hmm. And it does, it flows like a river throughout your life. So it is my prayer journal. I'll post a link to it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I want to take a look at it and I'll see how it's set up. That sounds neat.
And my second, I just got a yearly devotion by Tim Keller.
Ooh.
That's a day by day. That's a good, I always like to start the year off with, you know, with a new devotion book that goes throughout the whole year.
Yeah. It's always nice just to have that as one of your spines.
Yes.
I call them, you know, of things that you put into your spiritual practice. And if you have it, you can pull on it. Even if you don't do it every day, it's always there to get right back to, you know?
Yes. And I will suggest to you, I mean, every morning, and I guess my mother started, taught me well, but every morning that's what I do. I get up and I get coffee and I have my quiet time. And I don't think I could survive my days if I did not do that.
Yeah.
I need that time alone with the Lord. Anyway, and my third one is this Barefoot Dreams robe.
What?
It's called Barefoot Dreams.
Who got you a Barefoot Dreams robe?
My husband.
Okay, he gets a gold star. Those are nice robes.
And it is, I feel like a big old Muppet right now.
You are a Muppet.
Yeah, like a pink cookie monster. Mauve. I'm a mauve.
You're a mauve cookie monster.
Yes.
That under that big
Barefoot
blanket?
Dreams.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
Barefoot Dreams, y'all, they've got like
beautiful
like
things,
socks and, you know, but their robes and their socks are
they have nice blankets too.
Yes.
They're known for their throw kind of blankets too. They're thinner. They're not like the fur, but they're that nice, super, super soft. Oh, that's a good one. Good job, Ron Shank.
Yeah.
That's very
I
nice.
I feel like a Muppet.
Well, good, because you look like a Muppet, so you are.
Anyway.
Excellent. Well, those are very good top three, a cozy robe and a devotional and a prayer journal. Like, that's what, you know, I really want January to, I'm taking the whole month, not just this week, but I just need a month. Again, this, we talked about it last year, but this idea of wintering, you know, and not every, you know, everyone does it at different levels of what they need and what they can do. So understanding, but
I thought wintering would be another as a good topic for us.
Okay,
coming into January.
Okay, we'll talk about that more next week then,
because I think we need to go into depth.
Yeah, I think so, because we've got January and February. Like, yeah. This is a whole season of your year, and to kind of not waste it and yeah. see what comes out. That'll be great. Okay, we'll definitely talk about that. So. Excellent. Well, I hope everyone is having a good week in between Christmas and New Year's. As you hear this, it'll come out New Year's Day. And I'm sure you'll spend time with us, you know, listening. Thanks, guys, for listening. Hope you do have a great week. And we'll talk to you next week with some more interesting, life-changing content. So until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch. In 2026.
In 2026. We're going to time travel again. Okay, whatever. I got a tissue. I need a cough drop too. What the heck? It's these dang kids.
Man, what are your symptoms?
Just a cold, stuffy head, you know, sneezing. It's a cold. How about you?
Yeah, same thing, except I've had a bad cough with my...
Okay. Well, mine's kind of just started in the last... it started Saturday. I felt it, and then yesterday, yeah. So mine's kind of newer, but... And Thatcher was sick when he got here, so dang kids.
Nashville.
Huh?
It's from Nashville.
It's from Nashville. Oh, it might be
for me. For real.
It's a Nashville.
Go ahead and get us into it. We'll drive
out. Okay, yeah, let's just do the best we can.